Let's catch up on the World Cup, specifically how soccer and politics are interacting at this tournament. The World's Patrick Cox has been watching the political allure of the beautiful game. And Patrick, while the lads are playing soccer on the pitch, who's been playing politics off the pitch at this World Cup?
Well, lots of big names. You know, soccer can mean votes. And you've had already quite a few world leaders coming to watch games. You had Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, watch her team win. You had Vice President Joe Biden watch the Americans win. Seems to be great when they win. Doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, course. What happens? Does it backfire? Because I know Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has been booed by her country's soccer fans every time she practically shows up on a TV screen.
And she is looking at elections in the fall, so it's a big deal for her. She's been forced to tell Brazilian fans that you can support the Brazilian team without supporting her.
All right, Patrick, I want to turn to another subject that I know is something of a bete noire for you. Let's set it up with, have you seen this World Cup-themed TV commercial from Hyundai?
I know what you're talking about.
So what you'd be seeing, of course, is a guy who's trying to avoid any news of a match as it happens because he's recording it to watch later. So he plugs his ears in the office. He avoids screens of all sorts. He tells a friend to
zip it, Brian.
But then he arrives at his house.
Daddy, we won.
So, that guy is me. I tell you, Marco, that guy is me.
You know this story?
I am stuck here in the newsroom for most of the games. And a newsroom is the very worst place in the whole world to be during a soccer match. If you don't want to know the
score. How many screens do we have out there? At least 20, 30?
Screens everywhere. People yelling, saying, hey, do you hear the score? It's impossible.
Yeah, I get a sense that you've been through some really bad moments and episodes of these. What is the worst?
Well, at the very first game of this World Cup, the Brazil-Croatia game, now that started at 4 p.m. our time here on the East Coast. And I actually managed to get out of the newsroom without knowing the score. And I'm walking home feeling really good. And I get to within a couple of blocks of my neighborhood, which happens to be an area where a lot of Brazilians live. And there's these kids out playing a game of street soccer. I think, well, you know, that's fine. That doesn't tell me the score. The kids would be out there. They happen to be wearing Brazilian shirts, but every kid wears Brazilian shirts. But they're not playing a game. They're actually doing a move. Like one of them falls over and then he looks up to the skies. It looks like he's thanking the heavens above. And then another guy comes up and looks like he's taking a penalty. And I'm like, well, what are you guys doing?
They're doing this over and over. It starts to turn into an archetypal move. You're wondering what's going on here.
Oh my goodness. And they're like, we're thanking Fred.
Of the Brazilian team.
Who managed to buy a penalty for the Brazil team. And they said, and thanks to that, we won.
They don't call it Rio on the Charles for nothing. I'm just telling you.
And there wasn't even a cell phone or a screen around.
The World's Patrick Cox, thank you and good luck.
Thanks a lot, Marco.